This is likely just the start of Costa Rica's election saga, a first-round presidential vote in which a crowded field of more than two dozen candidates will be whittled down, setting the scene for a runoff this April. Nobody seems to have the 40% of voter support it would take to win outright. Analysts say that's because many of the populace remain underwhelmed by what's on offer. But there are still frontrunners. Let's have a look. In first place, say polls, lies José María Figueres. A former president in the 90s, this establishment candidate wants a second bite and is trading on his experience to get it, although a past corruption scandal may trip him up.
However we see it, this country is falling apart bit by bit. I'm offering my experience in government decision-making and building teams of women and men who can help us rescue the country and put it on a different path of green economic growth, jobs, combat of poverty and rescue of national education.
Second place in the polls, Linette Saborio, the country's first female vice president. She's hoping that her scandal-free image and role as ex-head of Costa Rica's version of the FBI will nail her the anti-corruption vote. But she was disappointing in the first presidential debate and avoided others.
We will go hard against impunity. We especially want to put Costa Rica on the right path, a country that is more just, with more opportunities and fairness for all people to have the opportunity to work.
In third place, there's Fabricio Alvarado, the surprise package of the elections 4 years ago, a Christian singer with an anti-gay marriage stance. Now he's added infrastructure projects and tax cuts to his pitch, but he's yet to find a big issue to mobilize his conservative base this time around.
We need to stop governing by hitting the wallets of Costa Ricans and instead focus on reactivating the economy and reducing the sales and salary tax and other important decisions to take a different path.
But what are people worried by in Costa Rica, a country which is among the most prosperous in Central America and stable enough to not even need an army? Well, there are problems. Unemployment lies at almost 20%. There's concerns over immigration, especially from Haiti, and a tourism industry struggling to recover from the pandemic. Whichever president takes those issues on, they'll need the support of Congress. And those seats are up for grabs too this Sunday. John Holman, Al Jazeera.